Today's Amud is Chagiga Chav Beis Amabez. We're holding on Chav Beis Amin Aleph, 9 lines on the bottom, by the words of Nechosh L'Sha'ela. So we had just said that by when it comes to a kli that's meant to be used for truma, so a person is allowed to be taivo kli b'soich kli, even though an Am Haaretz might see him, and by kli b'soich kli there's an issue, either a problem of a potential problem of chatzitza, or a gzeira that maybe he'll use a kli that has a very small opening, even though it's true and Am Haaretz might see this and use the same type of, and do kli b'soich kli, and he won't be careful about these things, still, we're allowed to be taivul kli b'soich kli when it comes to truma, because anyways, we don't take truma from an Am Haaretz. So there's nothing to be concerned about, because even if he gives us truma, and the truma is tameh because the kli was tameh, so anyways, we're not going to take it from him. So therefore, there's no problem of kli b'soich kli when it comes to truma. However, ask the Gemara of Nechosh l'sha'ela, even though it might be true that we don't take truma from him, but we do borrow kalim from Am Haaretz, we do borrow their kalim, and it's true, we're not going to take their truma, but maybe we're going to end, a chaver is going to end up using the kli of an Am Haaretz, and the kli is really going to be tamei because he was taivul kli b'soich kli, and he wasn't careful. So says the Gemara of Nechosh l'sha'ela, by truma also we should make an iser, a gzeira, not to be taivul kli b'soich kli, so that an Am Haaretz doesn't come to do it, and we might end up borrowing the Am Haaretz's kli. Now, who says that we borrow the kalim of an Am Haaretz? Maybe we don't borrow kalim of an Am Haaretz. Maybe just like we don't take truma from an Am Haaretz, so maybe we don't borrow the kalim from an Am Haaretz. So for that, the Gemara is going to bring a raya. It's going to take us until maybe a third, a quarter of the way down, a Mishnah that's going to show us that no, it's not true. We do borrow kalim from Am Haaretz. It's not true that you're not allowed to borrow a kli. Really, you are allowed to borrow a kli from an Am Haaretz. What's the raya? Says the Gemara that not like we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this, that a kli cheres is matzil ala kol divrei beis hillel. So when we discuss a kli cheres being matzil, there's really two different ways of picturing the case. There's a halacha that a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, is able to save other things from tumas meis. So there's two ways that a kli cheres can save other things from tumas meis. One way it could save things from tumas meis is if you have, let's say, a bottle that's made out of cheres, it's made out of earthenware, and it's summit pasil, it's tied tightly closed, and inside the bottle you have other kalim, you have needles, you have whatever kalim you have kalim inside of this kli cheres that's summit pasil. And then this kli cheres is put into the same room as a mace. So ordinarily speaking, when you have kalim that are in the same room as a mace, so tumas oil makes it that everything in the room becomes tamei mace. However, when you have a kli cheres that's tamid pasil, a kli cheres which doesn't become tamei from the outside, it's only the inside of a kli cheres that's susceptible to tama. So you have this kli cheres and the mace is only able to get, so to speak, to the outside of the kli. The tumas mace is only able to get to the outside of the kli. There's a halacha that when it's summoned pasul, when it's closed tightly, so the tumah does not get inside, the kli cheres remains tar, and also all the kalim that are inside the kli cheres also remain tar. That's what it means that the kli cheres is matzil, a kli cheres is able to save other things, even though it's in the same room as the mace, the kli cheres is able to save these other things from contracting tumas mace. Another way that a kli cheres is able to be matzil from tumas meis is if, let's say, you picture a house that's two stories, and on the basement of the house, in the bottom floor, so you have a meis. So the tumma goes through the entire basement. It doesn't go to the top level of the house. However, if there's an opening in the floor, an opening in the roof of the basement, which is the floor of the top floor, if there's a window, a certain shear, but if there's a window over there, if there's an opening, so then the tumma spreads into the whole basement. It also then goes through the window, and then it's metame the entire top floor of the house as well. So now in this same case where we have this window that connects the top floor to the bottom floor, imagine you have a kli cheres that's stuffing up that window. It's stuffing up that hole. So when you have a kli cheres that stuffs up the hole that's connecting the bottom floor with the top floor, and you have a mace on the bottom floor of the house, the kli cheres is able to be matzil, and now the things that are in the top floor of the house will not become tumas mace, will not contract tumas mace. Even though ordinarily speaking, the tumma goes through that window and smetame everything, even in the top layer of level of the house. When you have a kli cheres that's there, stuffing up the hole, so then that's matzil everything in the top level from becoming tamei mace. So that's, and that's what it means, a kli cheres is matzil. Either from when you have something inside of the kli cheres and it's inside of the same room as a mace, or it's stuffing up the hole that's connecting the two levels of the house. So now says the Mishnah like this, that a kli cheres is matzil ala kol divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that when a kli cheres is matzil, it's able to be matzil everything. Doesn't matter if it's eichel u'mashkin, if it's food and drinks, doesn't matter if it's kelim, kli cheres, other kelim, doesn't matter what it is, a kli cheres is matzo ala kol, it's able to save everything from becoming tamei meis. Beishamei oimrim, however, Beishamei is chaylik, and Beishamei says, a very interesting shita, Beishamei, at least at first glance, Beishamei says that einei matzo ela al eichlim v'al hamashkim. The kli cheres is only able to save eichlim u'mashkim, foods and drinks, from becoming tamei meis, v'al kli cheres, or on other earthenware kelim that are inside of it, or that are on the top level of the house, it's only able to save these three categories of items. Foods, drinks, and klei cheres. That's the only thing it's able to be matzil. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Now, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel, Le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai that your Shita doesn't make any sense. Mibnei Ma, why can't it be matzil everything? Just like your Maida, that it can be matzil foods and drinks and klei cheres, so it should be able to be matzil all different types of kelim, not just klei cheres. Everything it should be saved from the klei cheres. So Amru Beishamai said, to explain themselves, they said that when we said that the Kli Cheres is only able to save these categories of things, it's because we're not talking about a regular Kli Cheres. We're talking about the Kli Cheres of an Ama Aretz, and there's a problem of Neshu Tamei Al Gabei Ama Aretz. So the Kli Cheres itself is Tamei, and the rule is V'en Kli Tamei Chaitzeitz, that even though it's true, it's an example with the two levels of the house, even though it's true that when you have that hole that's plugged up with the Kli Cheres, so the Kli Cheres is and it doesn't allow the tumah to go to the top level of the house, that's only true when the kli cheres itself is tar. However, when the kli cheres is tameh, so then the kli cheres is not chaitzeitz, and the tumah goes straight through, and it's metame everything in the top. So that's why this kli cheres, that's, says Beis Shammai, that's why we say that the kli cheres is not matzo on other kelim. That's a fact, Beis Hillel, that still doesn't make any sense. So says Beis Hillel back to Beis Shammai, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel still says back to Beis Shammai, so you're saying that the reason why it's not matzah on other kelim is because we're talking about the kli cheres of an Ama Aretz. The kli cheres itself is tame. And that's why it's unable to be chaitzeitz, that's why the tumah shoots up and it goes straight through the gap, it goes straight through the hole, and it's matame everything in the top. So then, if so, you said that there were certain things that are not tame. V'halaiti hartem eichon umash. Didn't you say that the foods and the drinks and the kli cheres, other kli cheres, that those remain tar? So why do those remain tar? If you say that we're talking about the kli cheres that's tamei, so then everything should be tamei, should become tamei. The kli cheres shouldn't be matzal on anything. Yet that's not what you said. You said that it's matzal on the eichonu mashkin, the kli cheres. It's just not matzal on everything else. It shouldn't be matzal on anything if we're talking about the kli cheres that's tamei. So it says Beis Shammai, Amru Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel that no, ein hachanami. Really, because this kli cheres is tamei, so it's not matzal on anything. Really, everything that's on the top level of the house is going to become tamei, including the foods, including the drinks, including the kli cheres. However, says Beis Shammai, kisheti harnu oichlenu mashkin shebesoichai. When we said that the foods and the drinks that are inside the kli cheres, in the case of tamid pasil, or on top of the kli cheres, in the case of the two levels of the house, when we said that the foods and the drinks are tar, you know who we were talking to? We were talking la'atzmai tiharnu. We're talking about for himself, for the Ama Aretz himself. And the reason is because when we paskin on that food, on those drinks that they're tar, anyways a chaver is not going to drink it, because a chaver would never eat the food or the drinks of an Ama Aretz. They're b'chaskas toma. And the same thing with the kli cheres. A kli cheres of an Ama Aretz, which could only become tar by breaking it, so a chaver would never use the kli cheres of an Ama Aretz. So when we paskin that the foods and the drinks and the kli cheres are tar, you know who that affects? It doesn't affect the chaver. Anyways, a chaver is never going to put his hands onto that. He's never going to be using the foods, the drinks, or the kli cheres of an Ama Aretz. The only person who it affects is the Ama Aretz himself. And the Ama Aretz, anyways, if we said Tommy is not going to listen to us, Ama Aretzim aren't careful about Tumah V'Tahara. So therefore, when we said it's matzah on the foods, the drinks, and the kli cheres, we just meant that because for those things there's no nafkamina. Let the amaretz think it's tar. It doesn't make a difference to him, because anyways he's not going to keep these halachos, and it doesn't affect our lives. It doesn't affect the lives of chaverim. Aval nitar es akri shetiharnu lecha v'loi. But we should say other kelim that are made out of other materials, that those are tar, those affect you and I, because we might borrow the kelim of an amaretz if they're shar kalim, that they're not clay charas. Because those, the Amma Aretz could technically be matarhit by just putting it into the mikvah. He doesn't have to break it. So those will borrow from an Amma Aretz. And if so, we don't want the Amma Aretz to think that those kalim are tar. So those things we say at their tummy. Everything else, anyways, the Amma Aretz is probably not going to listen to us. So yeah, Beishameh is explaining their shita. Beishameh says that the clay charas that was being chaitzetz is the clay charas that's tummy. So it shouldn't be matzah on anything? And a chanami, it's takana. When we said that the mashkin, the klicharis are tar, is because it's really not. It's really tame. But for the amaretz, it's tar, because he doesn't care anyways. But other kalim, shar kalim, those tako are tame, and those we're going to tell him that it's tame, because that affects you and I, because sometimes we borrow kalim from an amaretz. So that's already the raya. That's already the raya you see from here, that we borrow kalim from an amaretz, and we're going to come back to that in a moment. But before we do, the Gemara brings a braisa about this machlokes. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braisa that Amar Rabbi Yeshua commented when he learned this machlokes, when he learned Beishamai Shita, Beishamai at face value, seems so strange. They say that the klicheres is matzo leichlun umashkin klicheres, but it's not matzo on shar kalim. It seems so strange. And Amar Rabbi Yeshua, when he heard this, he said that Baishni Mamish a sharp lashon. He said Baishni midivreichem Beishamai. He said I'm embarrassed from your shita Beishamai. Your shita makes no sense. Imagine the following scenario. Imagine you have on the bottom floor of the house you have Tumas mace. You have a mace, and you have this kli chares that's stuffing up the hole, separating the bottom floor from the top hole. You have a kli chares that's in the way, and what you have on the top floor a woman that's kneading dough. Efshir Isha Lasha Ba'areva. Could it be that you have this woman on the top floor of the house and she's kneading the dough inside of a mixing bowl? She's Lasha Ba'areva. She's kneading dough inside of a mixing bowl. And what are you going to tell me, Beishamai? You're going to tell me that Isha Ba'areva Temeyan, that the Klicharis is not matzel on Shar Kalim. It's not matzah on the woman. So the woman and the mixing bowl themselves, those are going to become Tamei Meis. They're going to be Tumas Meis, Tamei and Shiva. They're going to be Tumas Meis that's Tamei for 7 days. Uvatzek Tar. And the dough itself, the Eichlin, the dough itself that's in the mixing bowl, that's going to be Tar. That's what's going to come out according to your Shita Beishamai. It's going to come out. We have a woman on the top floor of the house. She's using a bowl. She's touching the bowl. She's touching the dough. She's kneading the dough. There's a mace on the bottom floor, kli charas in between the two, and you're going to tell me that the woman in the bowl, those are tame, because the kli charas is not matzal on that. The kli charas is only matzal on the food, so the batzik, the dough itself, that's going to be tar. That's outrageous. And another example to bring out the point, you're going to have loigan mali mashkin. You're going to have a pitcher that's filled with liquid on the top floor of the house, and you're going to tell me that the lugan is tame. The kli itself, the pitcher, so that the kli charis is not matzel from, and so the lugan itself, the pitcher, is going to be tameh, tumas shiva, umashkin tahirin, and the liquid that's inside of it, that's going to be tar. That doesn't make any sense. So now, that was what Rabbi Yeshua said when you heard Beishamai Shita. Nitba loy talmid echo mitamide Beishamai. When a certain talmid from Beishamai's yeshiva, when a certain talmid from the yeshiva Beishamai heard Rabbi Yeshua make this comment, so he said he's going to deal with him. Nitba loy talmid echo, he dealt with him, a certain talmid mitamide Beishamai. And Amar loy, this talmid said to Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer lecha taimen shal Beishamai, do you want me to explain to you Beishamai's reasoning? So Amar loy emer, so Rabbi Yeshua said, please be my guest. So Amar loy, the talmid said to Rabbi Yeshua, like this. He said like this, let me ask you something. Kli tame, chaitzeitz or yeinu chaitzeitz? Is a kli that, the kli itself is tame. Does that have the ability to stop the tumah from coming through or not? So Amar le'einu chaitzeitz. Rabbi Yeshua said, the halacha that we all know now, that no, a kli tame is not able to separate the tumah from coming further. It's not chaitzeitz. Okay, now ask the Talmud to Rabbi Yeshua another question. Kli shel ama aretz, tamei or tar? Do we assume that the kli of an ama aretz, and it's tamei or tar? So Amar le'tamei.
So Rabbi Yeshua said, of course, we assume that it's Tameh. Now said the Talmud like this, if you tell the Am Haaretz that his things are Tameh, klum mashgiach alecha, is he going to listen to you? Of course he's not going to listen to you. And not only is it so that he's not going to listen to you, if you start telling him that his things are Tameh, he's going to tell you, oh really, my things are Tameh, shalitar v'shalcha Tameh. No, my things are tar, and your things are tameh. He's going to get upset at you, and he's going to start making fun of you. V'zehu taimon shel Beis Shammai. So says this Talmud to Rabbi Yeshua, that's the pshat in Beis Shammai. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai was metayer, the foods, the drinks, the klishares. Beis Shammai was metayer those things, even though they're not really tar. In a chanami, they're talking not tar, but there's no reason to tell that to the Am Haaretz. He's just going to get upset at you. So those things we say, Beis Shammai says that they're tar. But when it comes to other kelim, which have a very simple eitzah, the Am Haaretz could just go be tayvel it. It doesn't take very much. We could tell him that it's tameh. He's going to be able to handle it. It's not going to affect his life too much because he could just bring it to the mikvah. And in Adrab, it affects our lives because we borrow it from him. And therefore, when it comes to shar kelim, so those things we tell the Am Haaretz and know is kelim are tameh. But it's only by foods and drinks and klisharis. So those things, the klisharis, which doesn't have tefillah b'mikvah, it has to be broken. So those things we tell the Am Haaretz that it's tar. That's the pshat in Beis Shammai. Miyad, immediately when Rabbi Yeshua heard that Beis Shammai's reasoning, he realized Beis Shammai's shita taka does make sense. It's not so outrageous. So halach Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua went v'nishtateach al kivre Beis Shammai, and he went and he spread himself over on the kever of Beis Shammai, and Amar, and Rabbi Yeshua said, na nesi lachem atzmeis Beis Shammai. He said, I spoke against you, bones of Beis Shammai. I spoke against you like I shouldn't have. Umas tumei shalachem kach. And what do we see from this? That even your words, that they're very sasam, they're very hard to understand, and yet they're so beautiful, they make so much sense. So mefei rasha is halachas kama v'kama, all the more so the halachas that you said over that are more clear. So Amru, they said over that kol yamav, all the days of Rabbi Yeshua, hushcharu shinav b'bnei tan yosef. His teeth became blackened because he fasted so much over feeling bad that he spoke against Beis Shammai. But why are we bringing all this up? We're bringing all this up because of the Mishnah that we started with. That Katani Mias, the Mishnah says, that lecha veloi, that when it comes to other kalim, so that affects you and him. It also affects you because you borrow kalim from an Am Haaretz. So alma sha'alina minayu. So we brought all this up just to show that you see that we do borrow kalim from an Am Haaretz. Being that we borrow kalim from an Am Haaretz, the Gemara's kasha is that why don't we make a gzeira against kli b'soi kli when it comes to truma? We had said before in Amud Aleph that the reason why there's no gzeira is because even if an Am Haaretz watches the chaver do it and he does kli b'soi kli himself, and he might not be careful about chatzitza, he may not be careful about shveiferes hanai, but who cares? Because anyways, we don't take his truma. When he tries giving us truma, we don't take it. But the kasha is that okay, great. So we don't take his truma, but we take his kalim. So why don't we have a problem else the kli itself? So says the Gemara, very simple. Teretz, ad kadei kach, taisis anam and aleph asked, what was the Gemara's havamina? Says the Gemara, very simple. Teretz, that even though it's true that we might take the kli from an Am Haaretz, but kli shakisha ailina minayu, when we borrow the kalim of an Am Haaretz, matbolinan lehu, we'll first put it into the mikvah. Einachanami, we'll assume that it's tamei, we'll assume it's becheskas tzoma, but we'll be able to be taivul at first. So that's our eitzah, and that's why there's no problem where you could do kli b'sar kli, because anyways, the truma itself we're not taking, and the kalim themselves we're going to be taivul before we use it. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. If there's a very simple eitzah by kalim, because we'll just, anytime we borrow a kli from an Am Haaretz, we're taivul it, so then, ihachi nihadru luhu Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. So why doesn't Beis Hillel tie it back to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that we can't allow the kli cheres to be matzel for shar kalim, because that affects you and I, because we borrow his kalim. Else, Am Haaretz, we might as well just tell him it's tar, because he's not going to listen anyways. But else you and I, so we have to tell him that it's tame. And he has a very simple eight, so he can put it into the mikvah. Why doesn't Beis Hillel tell back Beis Shammai that there's no reason to tell him that shar kalim are tame? Because kishalinan minayu matvelinan luhu. When we borrow kalim from him, anyways, we're going to put it into the mikvah. So it's not true that it affects us. It doesn't affect us. Because anyways, when his kli is tame, we're going to put it into the mikvah. So let him think that it's tar. It doesn't affect you and I. How could Beis Shammai say that it affects you and I? It's not true. It doesn't affect us, because anyways, we're going to put it into the mikvah. So says the Gemara back, that no, it's not true. That wouldn't be a taina back to Beis Shammai, because here we're talking about Tumas Meis. And Tamei Meis, Bayi Hazah Shlishi Ushvi. The halacha by Tumas Meis is that you don't just put the kli into the mikvah. If you have a kli that becomes Tamei Meis, so you have to wait until the third day of the Tumah, at least 3 days after the Tumah, and you have to sprinkle it with the ashes from the Paraduma. And then another 4 days after that, what's called Shvi, you sprinkle it again. And the problem with this is that Umana L'Shiva Yoimei L'Yimayish L'Yinshe. It's not so common that a person borrows a Kli for a full week, for 7 days. So therefore, it's important that we tell the Amma Aretz his Kli is Tameh, because we want him to take care of it. Because out to us, the fact that we're going to borrow his kli and put it into the mikvah, that's not going to help. Because a kli that becomes Tumas Meis needs to have Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi. So that's why it does affect us. Even though we type with the kalim before we use it, it affects us. So Beis Shammai really was giving us an Eitzah. Beis Shammai was telling the Amma Aretz that his kli is Tameh. This way he'll take care of the issue, and then we'll be able to continue borrowing kalim from an Amma Aretz without any sort of concern. Now ask the Gemara Kasha. We had mentioned that always, any time we borrow a kli from an Amma Aretz, so we taivul it first. Which sounds like that even if the Amma Aretz would tell us that no, you have nothing to worry about, the kli is tar. Doesn't matter. When we borrow the kli from an Amma Aretz, we taivul it first. Ask the Gemara, Vatfilo loy mehemne? Is that really true? An Amma Aretz is not believed to tell us that he taivul this kli? Vatani, but we learned in the Braisa that Neman in Amma Aretz al taras tfilas tameh meis. And the Amma Aretz is believed about the Tahara of the Tefillah of something which became Tumas Meis. We do believe him to say that he tivled it. So how could you say that anytime we borrow a kli from the Amma Aretz, we tivle it? The Braisa says that an Amma Aretz is believed to say that he tivled it. So Amar Abaye answered, now like Asha, Habegufay Habekelev. No, the Braisa which says that he's believed was not talking about a kli. When it says Neman in Amma Aretz al Taras Tefillas Tameh Meis, it doesn't mean the Tefillah of a kli. It means the Tefillah of a person. It means Tefillas Gufay. Tefillas Gufay is more chamer. That's something that we believe that the Amma Aretz will be careful about, and we'll believe him that he went to the mikvah, but he did Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi. But Habekelev. But when it comes to his kalim, so that's something that he's not neman about. To say that his kli became tar, that he titled it, that's less chamer, that we could presume that he's not as careful about, and that's something that we're not going to trust him. Rava Amar, Rava says a different tarot to the stira. Again, do we believe the guy about tfilas kalim? Do we not believe the guy? Rava says, idi v'idi bekalev, taka, both are talking about kalim. V'loi kasha, and it's still not a kasha. Hada Amar me'olam lahit valti kli b'soich kli. The Braisa which says that we believe him, that's in a case where he says, I never tivled kli b'soich kli. V'hada Amar hitbalti avolay hitbalti b'kli she'im b'piv k'shvei feres hanoi. Whereas the other Braisa, whereas the first member that we said that we don't believe the guy, that we don't believe rather the Amma Aretz, that's talking about where he says, I did tivled kli b'soich kli, but I was very careful about it. Once it starts getting into the details, so we don't trust the Amma Aretz. If he says, I was careful, I never did kli b'soich kli, so we could trust him. But once he says he did it, and he was careful about it, so then already we can't trust him about the details. And says the Gemara, a similar type of yisayid, we find, v'atani, like we learned in the Braisa, that even though we believe him, if he says a general thing, but once it's details, we don't believe him. That we see from the following Braisa. The Braisa says that Neman Amma Aretz Loimar Peira Isloi Hochshiru, and Amma Aretz is believed to tell us about his fruits that they were never Hochshiru Lekabel Tuma and Mamela their tar. Aval Einoi Neman Loimar Peira Isochshiru Avolay Nitmu. But he's not believed to say that they got wet; they were Hochshiru Lekabel Tuma, but they never became tame. Once it's already details like that, we don't believe him. If he says that they never became wet, that's more general, that we could believe him. But once he admits that it became wet, he's just saying that they never became tameh, so that we don't believe him. Now Abaye had said to answer the stira, now when it comes to Tumas Gufay himself, so then we could believe him. That's more chamer, and then we could believe the Amma Aretz. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Va'agufay mi mehemon? Is that really true that we believe in Amma Aretz about Tumas Gufay, about Tfilas Tumay Tameh Meis on his guf? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa. Chaver shabo lahazis, if a chaver comes and he says he's tamei meis and he needs hazah shlishi v'shvi, so mazin alav miyad, right away he tells us today's a shlishi, today's a shvi, we don't ask any questions, we're mazin alav miyad, we right away we do the hazah. However, ama aritz shabo lahazis, when ama aritz comes to do hazah, so ain mazin alav, we don't sprinkle him, acha yaseh b'faneinu shlishi v'shvi, we make him stay with us. And we want to count 3 days from then to make sure that the taka has been at least 3 days from the tumah. So we make him wait with us 3 days. We do azah, wait till the seventh day, and we do azah. But we don't trust the amaretz, even though we're talking about tumas meis. You see from here that we don't trust the amaretz about tumas gufai. So how could the bayi say that on the guf of the amaretz, on himself, on his body, we believe him? From this bryce, it seems otherwise. So take out the word Ella, Amr Abaye. Abaye says to answer the kasha for himself, that mitay chaymer sheachmer to Allah betchilasoi, and ain't a chanami, when it comes to the hazah, we don't believe him. But hagufa, because we're more machmer on him with regards to the beginning of the process, with regards to the hazah, we're more machmer with him, we tell him you have to wait with Dash Lishiv Shviv, he count to Allah visayfai, so then when afterwards he comes back and he says, I went to the mikvah, that he was taivo, so then we could be meiko. Adarabah, hagufa, because we're so machmer on him about the hazah, he doesn't want to get to that situation anymore. So therefore, we could believe him that he's going to be very careful about the tefillah, so that's why we are allowed to believe him about the tefillah. The Braisa says we don't, that was specifically about the beginning of the process, about the hazah. But about the tefillah at part of it, so that we do believe him. The next chumrah that was listed in the Mishnah of Chaymer B'Kaydash V'Betruma was the chumrah that there's Achayrayim V'Toich. A kli has outsides and insides when it comes to Truma. So what does all this mean? Says the Gemara, Maya Achayrayim V'Toich, what does this mean? It means, K'denan, like we learned in the Mishnah, that if you have a kli shenitma Achayrav B'Mashkin, let's say you have a kli that the outside of it became tamei with liquids that were tamei. So liquids, for the most part, are only tamei midrabanan. That's what this Mishnah is discussing, liquids that are tamei midrabanan. And it touched the outside of the kli. So midaraisa, when you're dealing with a tumah daraisa, once part of a kli becomes tamei, the entire kli is tamei. There's no such thing as only part of a kli becoming tamei. If the kli touched tumah, if tumah touched the kli, the entire kli becomes tamei. However, when it comes to tumahs derabanan, such as mashkin, that touches a kli, so the Chazal didn't want us to think that this is a regular tumah. Because if we think that this is a regular tumah, so then, if let's say truma gets into the kli, we're going to go ahead and start burning the truma, even though midaraisa, the truma is tar. So you're not allowed to burn it. We want people to realize that this is not a real tumah daraisa. So Chazal made different things as a heker to show that this is not standard tumah. One of those things is what's being described in this Mishnah. That if you have a kli that the outside of it touched mashkin tamein, so achayr of tamein, Chazal made it a heker that even though normally when you deal with tumah daraisa, the whole kli becomes tameh, for this tumah derabanan, so just the outside of the kli becomes tameh. But toichai, the inside of the kli, and agnai, the rim of the kli, aznai, the yadav, two different types of handles. Aznai is like the handle of like a washing cup, which goes around, and yadav is like the handle of a frying pan, which is just flat, it's straight. So the two different types of handles, all these types of things, those are all tahir, and they remain tar. Again, all this was as a hecker, so that we should realize that this is not a regular tumah. But nitma toichai kulei tameh. If the inside of the kli became tameh, so then, being that we find elsewhere that the toich inside of a kli is treated more stringently, so Chazal didn't give a hecker over here. There was no need. We already bats and have a hecker. So when it comes to toichai, when it comes to the mashkin which goes into the inside of the kli, there they said that the entire kli becomes tameh. But at least when it comes to the outside, so then we could separate the kelim. And that's what the Mishnah was saying. That when it comes to truma, that halacha is true when it comes to chulin and truma. When it comes even to truma, we could say that there's a chayrayim, there's a toich, there's all these different halakim of the kli. And if a tumah derabanan and tumas mashkin touched only part of the kli, so only that part of the kli becomes tameh. As opposed to by kachim, once tuma, even mashkin, touches part of the kli, the entire kli becomes tameh. That's a chumra of kachim over truma. Ubeisat Svita, the Mishnah had mentioned that there's a Nachayrayim, there's a Toich, and there's also a Beisat Svita when it comes to Truma. So my Beisat Svita, what's Chelik of the Kli is the Beisat Svita? We know what the Toich is, we know now what the Oignai is, the Aznai, the Yadav. What's the Beisat Svita? My Beisat Svita, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, it's the Makoim Shet Soivtoi. It's the place that when you're passing it to someone else, so they had a place inside the Kli that you would hold it from there when you passed it from one person to another. That's the base at Svita v'chenu Aimer, like we find in the pasuk Vayitzbat Lakali, also is a lashon of passing. Rav Asi said, I'm Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, that no, but the base at Svita is, it's the makom shenekiyei hadas tzoven. It's the place where those people that are more sensitive, they're more finicky, so that's where they put their dips and their kli, as a separate compartment of the kli that's used for dips, and that's where they dip their food into it, so that I guess the dip shouldn't be mixed into the rest of the food, they're very finicky, they want the dips to have its own special part in the kli. So that part of the kli that was used for the dip, that's called the beis hatzvita. Which again, by truma, it's considered like almost like a separate part of the kli. It's a separate kli. But by kachim, once one part becomes tame, the entire kli becomes tame. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Bevai Kamed Rav Nachman, Kol ha-kelim ein lahem achayrayim v'toich, echad kachay ha-mikdash, ve'echad kachay ha-gvo. Both when it comes to kachay ha-mikdash, regular kachim, and when it comes to kachay ha-gvo, we'll have to see what that is. So all kelim, there's no such thing as achayrayim v'toich, different parts of the kli. Once one chelik of the kli touches tuma, the entire kli is tame. And again, this halach is true when it comes to kachay ha-mikdash, kachim, and also when it comes to kachay ha-gvo. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back to Rav Bevai, he said, kachay ha-gvo maininu. What's this kachay ha-gvo? Truma? It's referring to truma? How could you tell me that's referring to truma? It's against the Mishnah in the Chagiga. The Mishnah says, achayrayim utanan v'hatanan achayrayim v'tayich v'beis hatzvita l'truma. Now when it comes to truma, we do view all these halakim of a kli as being separate. So it can't be referring to truma. So what's kachay ha-gvo? Dilma l'chul in shenasu al tayar sakaydash. So Rav Nachman suggested to Rav Bevai that maybe when you said kachay ha-gvo, you mean chulin, which is nasu al tayar sakaydash ka'amr. That chulin is just like this halakha is true about kachim, and when it comes to kachim, when part of the kli touches tuma, so the entire kli becomes tameh, that halacha is true also when it comes to kachay ha-gvo, when it comes to chulin, which is being treated like kachim, when it comes to chulin shenas al tayar sakaydash, so we also have this chumra there. So Rav Bevai agreed, and he even said that it karten milsa the amar Rabbi Bar Avua. He reminded me something of what Rabbi Bar Avua said, that achas esrei milo is shanu kan, that our Mishnah has a list of 11 different milos of kachim over truma, and sheish rishayna is the whole first half of the Mishnah, and then some, the first six cases, are bein lekaydash, bein lechulin shanas al tarsa kaydash, applies even to chulin shanas al tarsa kaydash, and achreina is the kaydash of alay lechulin shanas al tarsa kaydash, whereas the second half of the Mishnah only applies to actual kachim and not to chulin shanas al tarsa kaydash. So that pshat makes a lot of sense, because this idea of acharayim v'toich is the second case of the Mishnah. So it's definitely in the first half, and memela, it applies both to kachim and also to chulin shenas al tayar sakaydash. So that's a very good pshat. That's what it means. Echad kachim mikdash, echad kachim gvul. Kachim mikdash refers to actual kachim, and kachim gvul refers to chulin shenas al tayar sakaydash.